Harry Carey was my idol.
A recent poll, and this is what got us started on your Harry Carey bit. A poll USA Today did. Harry Carey, the most popular baseball announcer in America.
Well, I believe so, because he makes, you watch the game with him, and it's like a fan. He's just another fan, like drinking buddy, watching the game with you. And he makes everybody feel that way, and I think that's his charisma. That's his drawing power, because he makes you feel like you're his buddy next to him, and he can tell you anything. He just splurts out whatever comes to his mind. That's what's crazy about him. I mean, you're watching a game, and out of nowhere, he'll go, "Hey, check out the sombrero on that kid down there. That's a good-looking youngster, huh?" I'm like, what the hell did that have to do with the game? I mean, the stuff that comes out of his mouth. Don't forget Friday night's midget night here at the ballpark. Anybody accompanying a legal midget gets some free. Now let's refrain from what the kids were doing last year, tossing the midgets over the sidewall to let their buddies in. Remember, one midget per customer. Hey, check out the halter top on that one. Must be Big Hooter Day here at the ballpark. Flash your hooters at the gate, you get in frame.
Now, Harry has had rumors about Harry's drinking for a lot of years.
Well, I don't think there's any rumors about it. You know he's gone when he says stuff like, "Hey, we got a shutout brewing in Milwaukee. At the end of 7, the Indians 5, the Packers 2. I could sure use another bud, Steve. I'm not totally hammered enough as it is." But funny thing about Harry, he gets excited over the dumb things. But when something exciting happens,
yeah,
if he's in one of his stories, the play-by-play becomes incidental.
For example,
I'm watching him one day, he's going, "You know, Steve, I was on Rush Street last night getting totally inebriated. I closed the one bar, went across the street, had a taco at that Greasy Spoon. Well, there's a triple play. Anyway, I had too many jalapeno peppers. I get indigestion, you know. That's a fastball off Dawson's head, both benches empty. So, I'm looking for the Pepto-Bismol. He's on a stretcher. I think he's dead. Finally, I get a hold of some kale pectin. Because, you know, I had a bad case of the diarrhea. It's like, the game is incidental. He's more concerned what celebrity showed up. Hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Charlie Manson's here today with a group of 50. From Joliet State Prison. It's parole day here at Wrigley. There's a grand slam. You know what? I was in jail one time. This big Samoan wanted to tie me up and spank me. That's a no-hitter. I wanted him to do it because I'm a Bud man and a Cub fan. Holy cow.